USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Defense says it has evacuated approximately 42,000 people from Afghanistan since the end of July.
Within the last 24 hours, the total passenger count was approximately 16,000.
Speaking with reporters, Army Major General Hank Taylor noting refugees have been taken to temporary safe haven locations in Qatar, the UAE, Kuwait, Bahrain, Italy, Spain, and Germany. Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine is getting full approval from the FDA. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodstock hailing the news.
This is a pivotal moment for our country in the fight against the pandemic.
It's the first COVID vaccine to be approved by regulators. The vaccine has been given to millions of Americans under emergency use authorization since last December. USA Radio News.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free, too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
The House of Representatives has come back early from their summer recess to debate and vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill that was approved in the Senate. Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell joins Fox News saying infrastructure money is needed around the country as soon as possible.
We need to fix our roads and bridges. We can't take our eyes off of that. We need internet in urban areas and rural areas. We need to get the lead out of pipes.
Republicans are worried about inflation due to all the government spending. The U.S. Capitol police officer who shot and killed military veteran Ashley Babbitt inside the Capitol building on January 6th was cleared by his agency. The Capitol police announcing an internal probe found the officer's conduct in the shooting was both lawful and within the agency's policy. The officer, who has not been officially named, will not be facing internal discipline. Babbitt's family says they plan to file a wrongful death lawsuit. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Afghan refugees continue to arrive in the United States, one senator says we need to make sure we vet every refugee who's let into the country.
The governors of several states have made statements over the last week that they would welcome Afghan refugees in their states. Three Balkan countries, Albania, Kosovo, and North Macedonia, have also offered to take in some of the thousands of refugees fleeing Kabul. Senator Joni Ernst says that the U.S. should welcome Afghan refugees, but the Iowa senator tells ABC News that they need to be fully vetted before arriving in the United States.
Well, we want to welcome those that are fully vetted. That is extremely important that we make sure they are vetted before they touch down on American soil. And that is why it is so important that we continue working with these third country nations, providing them whatever support we can within those countries. And this is where President Biden, unfortunately, has really, he's messed it up. I'll just put it out there. Of course, with our international community, with his haphazard withdrawal, if we had been working with those allies, those partner countries, this would have been a lot easier.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Week 2 of the NFL preseason wraps up on Monday with the New Orleans Saints hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. That game can be seen on ESPN and kickoff set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.